you know, such a great relationship for so long with Pitt and the Chiefs, obviously. And, you know, as that thing kind of sunsetted, you know, we tried on our own with Washburn, with Central Missouri. You know, we hosted a game, a single game at Arrowhead against Pitt. But it always just kind of been a something that had been out there. And honestly, there's just been enough change. You know, new presidents at both institutions, new head coaches at both institutions, that, you know, Jim Johnson and I had kind of gotten together and said, hey, is this something we want to revisit again? And everybody just kind of said, yeah, it doesn't make sense not to. So, obviously tried to continue to work with the Chiefs, but you know, the NFL schedule has changed so much now. And, you know, they're trying to protect $500 million assets, you know, on a natural grass field and stuff. So it's just a little tough for them. And I don't see our relationship with the Chiefs going away per se. But at the same time, it's a huge opportunity for Children's Mercy. It really kind of came to my attention last year when they were hosting the KU non-conference games, there, that, hey, this could be an opportunity for us, in Pittsburgh State if we want to do this again. So we're able to reach out and connect with them. And, it's been a fun ride the last month and a half working with them and ironing things out to the point where we're able to sign a contract to move a couple of games there over the next couple of years, to play Pitt State.
Of course, Children's Mercy used to host the NCAA Division II National Championship, and then that kind of broke away for a little bit. Was there any apprehension with World Cup coming up and some other things on their part when these negotiations were happening?
Sure. I mean, you know, Dr. Bob Boerchter was the commissioner of the MIAA that put in the bid to get the national championship games there. And so, you know, that was obviously in some institutional knowledge that I had just from my relationship with Dr. Bob. But again, them hosting the KU games last year really kind of set alarm bells off in our heads about, you know, hey, this could be real. And then with it being the last game of the season the next 2 years, you know, kind of falls in with the FIFA blackout dates that they have. And so, yeah, I mean, it's just one of those where that's just why you got to reach out to people and say, hey, does this make sense for you and your schedule? And, you know, when they replied back and say, yeah, this is something that we would be interested in, then you just move on it. But oh yeah, all that stuff comes into play, just with their playoffs, the MLS playoffs, World Cup, you know, FIFA, all the other things that go into it. But fortunate that everything was able to be ironed out and we can play football in Kansas City.